Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You might think it makes you look casual, but more than likely it just ends up looking sloppy. That's why Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, not too short, it's just right. Their shirts designed so well, GQ calls them perfection. Untucked shirts are a go-to for any occasion from casual to dressy. Your old pal Dr. Steve has four of these in his closet, and he likes to speak about himself in the third person. But my wife loves them. She doesn't fuss at me anymore about looking sloppy with my stupid untucked shirts. And matter of fact, she started buying them for me as well as gifts just because we both love them so much. They don't only look good, they feel great. The fabric's fantastic. You know, if you're a woman wishing you can have one of these, well, Untuck It now makes shirts for women, too, and shirts for her that are casual, versatile, and designed to last. Log on to untuckit.com. Check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code MEDICINE for 20% off your entire purchase. You can also visit one of Untuck It's over 25 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use promo code MEDICINE for 20% savings for first-time customers.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still shit. You'd think after 13 years... It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who keeps the alternative medicine wackos at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
She who will do most anything for a glass of expensive wine. It's Lady Diagnosis.
What's up, Doc?
She who will not do anything, no matter how expensive the wine is. It's my wife, Tacy.
Yay!
And holding up the technical aspect of the show, it's Sensei AJ. Hello, Sensei.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
This is the show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you got a question, you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, at Lady Diagnosis, and Dr. Scott WM. Visit our website at weirdmedicine.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, or whatever. Yeah, very good. Got any stories for today?
I have a question.
Okay.
First of all, CBD oil. Okay. What is that?
Okay, so CBD oil is cannabidiol, or it's an oil made of cannabidiol, and it's a naturally occurring cannabinoid, and it is a constituent of cannabis. So it is, you can get it from pot plants, or you can get it from hemp. And so in this country, now I am not a lawyer. I wish we had he is a jurist doctor, Jefferson the Shyster here, so he could explain it to us. My understanding is cannabidiol is currently legal in all 50 states. It is indicated for the treatment of refractory seizures in children and pediatric patients, and it's very effective for that.
And you can purchase it in drugstores,
You can purchase it just about anywhere. There's we have an Amish cheese store called Yoder's that's not too far from here, and they're selling it.
So is it a pill? I know they have it in an oil, but is it also in other forms?
For
medicinal purposes?
You could make it into like a gel cap or something like that. I think in its natural form, cannabidiol is in an oil form. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm not an expert on. I could become an expert within 5 minutes if I need to. So, but I think the more interesting thing is what's this being used for and where is it and where does it lie in this sort of spectrum with, you know, medical marijuana or full legalization of marijuana. Well, yes, ma'am.
What about testing? Does it show up?
Yeah, that's thank you for asking that. Let me,
Give yourself a bill!
Because I really wanted to talk about that because I know of people who I am convinced were only using CBD oil. And if it was pure, just cannabidiol, it would not show up as THC in your urine drug screen. But the cannabidiol, even the pharmaceutical grade, is 0.3% THC. And that test is so sensitive that I have seen, or let me say it this way, I have heard of people who had a positive THC on their drug test and were pretty convinced that all they were using was the CBD oil. So, yeah, you got to be careful about that and at least declare it if you're having a urine drug test.
Yeah, so I've got a question, too. Let's say, for instance, if I'm getting my pain medicines refilled by my pain medicine doc and they test you.
Yep.
In the state of Tennessee, and it shows positive. What happens if I was in Colorado last week and
right? No, they don't care.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying?
It depends on the contract that you have with the pain management person. So some of them may say any use of illicit substances will warrant immediate discharge from our practice. They don't care if you got it in a place where it was legal.
Okay.
It's illicit here.
Okay.
And so, and you're right. You could have been, if you were chronically using a month ago in Colorado, perfectly legally.
Right.
And then you come to a place like Tennessee where it's not legal. And you have, and even there may be pain clinics in Colorado that say we're not cool with you using, marijuana while we're treating you. I don't know why they would say that because there are studies that show that people who use medical marijuana use less opioids. But it depends on the policy of that particular clinic. There are pain clinics that may say, if the illicit substances are found in your urine drug screen, you may be ejected from our practice or dismissed from our practice. And that gives you a little wiggle room. So you got to talk to them and say, hey, you know, I would like to use this CBD oil and I understand that I could become positive because of this. Is this going to be a problem? Always talk ahead of time.
This is one of those situations where it's not better to do something and ask for forgiveness later. You got to talk to them up front, because in 2018, these pagan clinics are they're just got a hair trigger for giving you the boot.
Yep.
So what is the oil supposed to do? Is it supposed to relieve pain? Like if you have foot pain, can you rub it on your foot and your foot doesn't hurt?
I know people who do this.
Is that what it's supposed to be for?
Okay, was supposed to. It's a natural molecule. So unless you, you know, use a teleological argument, in other words, assigning meaning where perhaps there is no meaning, there's no supposed to, it's not supposed to be for anything. It's just a molecule that the hemp plant produces. Now, people are touting it for all kinds of stuff, migraines, chemo-related nausea, which THC is known to help for, neuropathic pain, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Insomnia.
Oh, insomnia.
Sure.
Yep. So when I was looking while we were talking, there are these receptors in the brain for these...
For cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm. It's just really interesting because it just shows how, like H.G. Wells said at the end of, and I don't have the exact quote, but he talked about why the, spoiler alert, okay, the book was written 100 years ago, that the Martians couldn't live on this planet because they weren't, they could not live in peace with our microbes. You know, they just hit the Martians and just ate them to pieces, right? That's how we didn't win that war. The microbes won it for us. And H.G. Wells said, you know, because we evolved together, we've earned the right to live here with these, you know, microscopic organisms, right? So it is interesting that yeast shit makes us high, you know, alcohol. And that we have cannabidiol receptors in the brain, or you know, because we make what they call endogenous cannabinoids. Right. We produce molecules inside our bodies that hit these receptors that also pot hits and this CBD oil hits. So that's how related we are to the plants around us too, you know. Why would it be that we would have receptors in the brain for, you know, an extract of poppy seeds or poppy plants, which we call opium? It's because we, and it through our evolution, there were uses for those receptors, and we continue to make things which we call endogenous opioids, which are morphine-like or opium-like substances that our bodies produce. We have uses for those. When you get shot and you don't feel the pain immediately, it's probably that. When you get high after running a marathon, it's probably those things.
Yep.
You know, and they have others, you know, opioid receptors, just getting on a tangent, have other uses too. You know, there are tumors, cancerous tumors that have opioid receptors on their surface. Now, why would those be there? Hell, you can't ask why. They just do.
They do, yeah.
And in a subfraction of those opioid receptors are connected to the growth center. And in a subfraction of those, they're connected in a negative way. In other words, when you take morphine or some other pain medication because you have cancer pain, and it hits those opioid receptors on the tumor, it stops them from growing. So we can't just say, well, I'm going to treat everybody with cancer with pain medication, because it is a small subfraction of people. But there are ways to test for that. There's a chemical or a molecule called bombesin. And it doesn't matter what it is or what it does, but in cancer lung cancer lines that secrete low levels of bombesin, those lung cancer lines are exquisitely sensitive to methadone, and when they're exposed to methadone, they will die. They'll go through what they call programmed cell death, aka apoptosis. So you better believe, you know, I used to smoke three packs a day, Sensei AJ, and when I get my lung cancer, I'm going to demand a bombazin stain, and if it's low, I'm going to be put on methadone. I'll find somebody to write it for
me. Absolutely.
So
sounds like a plan.
So that's interesting. So, but we make these receptors. That's why these these drugs work for us, because there's pre-made receptors, and we're just kind of overwhelming them. So, CB2 receptors are common in the immune system, and they affect inflammation and pain. So it does make sense that if you agonize those receptors by rubbing this oil on it, that presumes that the molecule can get from the skin, pass through the skin, and somehow get into the place that you're wanting it to do. And I'm not convinced I've seen good evidence of that, but there may be some.
Because that's all fairly new, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the molecule, of course, is millions of years old, but
using the oil,
this phenomenon of having CBD oil readily available at Yoder's Amish store is something new to me anyway. CB1 receptors are in the brain. They deal with coordination, movement, pain, emotions, and mood, thinking, appetite, memories, and other functions. And if you've ever and I've heard of this. I wouldn't know. But if you've ever used THC in its illicit form or legally, as Dr. Scott has done, I think you're the only one in the room that's done legal marijuana.
Yes. I'm an overachiever.
And you win.
You do it, and then you read. You know, it makes the things that you're reading very vivid and all that kind of stuff, and your memories.
Or you go to sleep.
So
you don't read after.
No, I just
pot.
Go to sleep.
Now, here's something really interesting. Cannabidiol, they used to think that CBD attached to the CB2 receptors, because you don't get high off of cannabidiol. Mm-hmm. So it obviously doesn't attach to CB1.
Right.
So it must be CB2, and the CB2 are the ones that affect inflammation and pain and then the immune system and all that stuff. It affects the immune system. If it could rev it up, it might be, you know, efficacious for cancer. That's why people think that. But instead, it seems to direct the body to use more of its own cannabinoid. So, you know, there's a lot of research that's still being done on this stuff.
Cool.
Every time you say cannabinoid, I just want to go do-do-do-do-do.
Cannabinoid. Do-do-do-do. Cannabinoid.
Do-do.
They did that with Jim Norton. He kept saying phenomenal.
Oh, I love that word, too.
And it was phenomenal. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's see here. After researching the safety and effectiveness of CBD oil for treating epilepsy, the FDA approved the use of CBD as a therapy, and it's sold under the trade name Epidolex. So, of course, you know, somebody's going to figure out a way to make money off of it. That's why this stuff is not being suppressed. They can make money off of it. So, for two rare conditions characterized by epileptic seizures, and this was in 2018. There's this one called Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. It's a condition that appears between the ages of 3 and 5 years, involves different kinds of seizures, and Dravet syndrome, a rare genetic condition that appears in the first year of life and involves frequent fever-related seizures. So there you go. Let's look at some other research. Findings suggest that CBD may treat many complications linked to epilepsy, such as neurodegeneration, neuronal injury, and psychiatric diseases. Another study in current pharmaceutical design found that CBD may produce effects similar to those of certain antipsychotic drugs, that the compound may provide a safe and effective treatment for people with schizophrenia. Kids, don't treat your schizophrenia at home. If you're schizophrenic, take your medication, talk to your prescriber. We talked earlier about CBD having some effect on the immune system, and maybe therefore there could be some anti-cancer effects. Authors of a review published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology found evidence that CBD significantly helped to prevent the spread of cancer. So, you know, I don't have any details on that, but if they can reproduce that, I could see a day when you get your primary cancer, they might put you on CBD to try to prevent it from becoming what we call metastatic or moving to another part of the body. So they pointed out CBD has low levels of toxicity. They called for further research. So don't assume, and we don't even know what route you have to take it, if the oral route would even work for something like that. Authors of a review from Neurotherapeutics found that CBD may help to reduce anxiety in people with certain related disorders. Well, you know what? After reading this, I'm going down to so-and-so's medical mart and going to buy some, and I'll report back. Acne, another promising treatment for the use of CBD. Alzheimer's disease. Oh, well, hell yeah.
You better get a gallon of that shit.
Yeah, grab a bunch of that.
Okay, so here's the legal issues. Cannabis is legal for either medicinal or recreational use in some American states. Dr. Scott's well aware of that.
Yes.
Other states have approved the use of CBD oil as a hemp product, but not the general use of medical marijuana. State and federal laws differ, and current marijuana and CBD legislation in the U.S. can be confusing, even in states where marijuana is legal. Let's see here. There's an ever-changing number of states that do not necessarily consider marijuana to be legal, but have laws directly related to CBD oil. And this was accurate as of May 18, 2018. So state legislatures generally approve the use of CBD oil at various concentrations to treat a range of epileptic conditions. You just got to check with your state. My understanding was that it was legal in all 50 states, but I may be incorrect. Obviously, I am, because it says here different states require different levels of prescription to possess and use CBD oil. In Missouri, for example, a person can use CBD of a particular composition if they can show that three other treatment options failed to treat their epilepsy. So, but, you know, like I said, around here, they're just selling it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they don't have a law specifically banning it, it may be legal by default, too. And again, I wish I had Jefferson here. You know what? We'll look that up, and I'll don't take anything I said with anything but a grain of salt as far as the legality of CBD oil until we do a little bit more research on that. So, but anyway, yeah, excellent question, Lady Diagnosis.
Well, thank you.
Give yourself a bill.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Why? What made you think of this? I mean, did you have a specific reason for it?
Well, a friend of mine was driving to work, and she saw a sign that said, for foot pain, CBD oil. And then we were talking about it, and she said, well, does it really work? And I said, I don't know. And then I said, well, I wonder if that would show up on a drug test. So we just were curious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you, you know, a lot of our patients are looking for anything other than the opiates, since they're getting them taken off or you know, aren't getting
they're
prescribed
getting harder
anymore.
To get,
so they're trying, yeah. But some people get some results from a CBD oil. I just tell them if it's worth a try. I mean, it's certainly not going to hurt, unless you're allergic to it, it's not going to hurt anything.
Right. Yeah. Right, right, right.
So,
okay.
Try
it. There you go. Tace, you got anything to say on that?
Nope.
I would really like to go to a state where it's legal just to use marijuana. Mm-hmm. And I've said this for some time, mainly because, you know, when I was in high school, it was you were terrified every time you bought a joint from somebody that you were going to get thrown in jail. Because there was this guy, John Sinclair, who was in Michigan, who was apparently, we always said he was a political prisoner, that he got busted, you know, put away for 5 or 10 years for 2 joints. And, you know, everybody was terrified. And it was always been on my bucket list to be able to abuse marijuana in a legal, in a legal way. You know, I won't use it if it's illegal. I can't, you know, but if it's legal, hell yeah, I'm all in. So, you know, I think,
that's another thing. Even if it's legal, your employer can.
Well, no, you're right. No, you're absolutely right.
But people don't think about that.
Yeah, and so that would be still a concern. But maybe when I retire, I'll just move to Colorado and go crazy. How about that, Tace?
Grow a beard
or the beach.
Okay, I can drink beer at the beach, and that's
yes,
I've been satisfied with that for 40 years, so it's totally fine. Not wine, though. I've drunk the last drop of wine I will ever drink in my life last weekend.
It's so good.
We don't even have. You just make up your own story. Whatever you think of, this was worse. Absolutely worse.
Fun times.
Yeah, love to have seen that. Right.
Hey, don't forget stuff.drsteve.com, stuff.drsteve.com for all of your Amazon needs. Please go there and use that page. It's got all the products we've ever talked about, except for CBD oil on this show. And you can just scroll down, including the new sex toy, which we have sadly not had a chance to use, mainly because of what happened last week with the wine and the weekend before with the wine. So we will that's not directly true, but it's probably related. But we'll report back on that. Don't forget tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID for 33% off the best earbuds for the price. And the best customer service anywhere. Offer code FLUID, 33% off. It's like buying 3 things for the price of 2. Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. Simplyherbals.net. And he still has Simply Herbal Sinus Rinse, which Sensei AJ is giving a thumbs up. I'm giving a thumbs up. Lady Diagnosis, Tacey. Yep, she's giving a thumbs up on the radio. And it's awesome. Everyone in the room is a fan. And don't forget blueapron.com/medicine for 3 free meals and untuckit.com. I use offer code medicine for 20% off your first order.
Those Untuckit shirts are really nice looking.
They are.
They're really nice looking.
They really are. Thank you, Tace. And if you want archives of the show, go to premium.drsteve.com. That's premium.drsteve.com. For $1.99, you get access to the archives and some premium material that we don't use, you know, that we don't let other people listen to. So, all right. Let's answer another question. Uh-oh. Why?
Maybe.
Maybe we will.
Hey, Dr. Steve. Okay. Phil here. I had a question about abortion. When people are always, you know, against abortion, understood in their beliefs of whatever, you know. But when it comes to birth control, how does that work? Does it make it where the sperm, or how does that work? I mean, in a way, does it destroy it anyway? Like birth control, I guess? Does it destroy the pregnancy, or does it keep it from the egg, or how does it work? Because my question would be, is wouldn't birth control be kind of like aborting in a way, which is overlooked, I guess, if people were all against abortion? I am.
Okay. Well, he was having it. It sounded like he was in a TB ward, but
I thought we weren't going to go political anymore.
Well, this isn't a political question. This really is a medical question. Now, because I'm not going to comment on the abortion thing. This people have, you know, people of sound mind can have a legitimate disagreement about that. But what he's asking is, is taking oral contraception the same thing as having an abortion? And the truth is, it's not, because it's not that the sperm and the egg are meeting and fertilizing, and then somehow the pill is causing that fertilized egg not to develop. It's preventing ovulation in the first place. Mm-hmm. So when women are pregnant, they don't ovulate. And so it's kind of, in a way, this is one way to think of it, it's fooling the body into thinking it's already pregnant.
Right.
So the woman does not ovulate.
What about the morning after pill?
Okay. Now, see, you're the one who just said you didn't want to get political.
That's different.
Now, the morning after pill also...
Now, you know that question, you could go into any other church and get a totally different answer depending on... what church you decide to go to.
Well, okay. Again, I'm just trying to give the medical answer and not be political. You're preventing ovulation.
With the birth control pill.
With the birth control pill. Right. Now, the primary reason to take the morning after pill is also to prevent ovulation. So you take it. And because the sperm can hang around for like 5 days, right? Mm-hmm. So if you ovulated during that time... even if you hadn't ovulated before and you're not on the pill, then you could get pregnant. So what you're trying to do with the morning after pill is to prevent that possible ovulation. Now, if you've already ovulated, there are some factors that the Plan B can also affect, including the ability to implant or the ability for the sperm to actually fertilize the egg. So it makes it much more difficult for that to happen. But you can get pregnant on Plan B if you've already ovulated. And you can get pregnant on the pill, too. You can get pregnant on condoms. You know, the only way to ensure that you don't get pregnant is not to have intercourse.
Don't have sex.
Yeah.
But which anyway. Is my favorite method.
Yes, of course. And I know that... That's your whole reasoning is because you just don't want to get pregnant. And I understand that.
I'm anti-sex.
We are kind of too old for kids, aren't we?
Hi. I'm just wondering about this shingles vaccine. If it's sort of the same type of virus that, say, herpes 1 or herpes 2 is, how come they can make a virus or a vaccine for shingles, and they can't seem to make one for genital herpes or for mouth herpes? How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, it's a great question. They're still having a hard time coming up with a herpes vaccine. They had one, or they had two in the pipeline, and the clinical trials they did on them showed that it was not as effective as they wanted it to be. So they have abandoned those, and those were supposed to come out this year. Mm-hmm. So there was one study that showed the people who got the shingles vaccine, because shingles is a herpes, you know, shingles is the chickenpox virus. The chickenpox virus is called varicella zoster or herpes zoster. So it is they are related. And the medication that you take to treat herpes is the same medication you take to treat chickenpox. You just have to use a much larger dose for chickenpox. So it does make sense that if you take the shingles vaccine, perhaps it would protect against herpes. And there's two kinds of protection. There's protection against contracting herpes in the first place, and protection against recurrences. And if you remember how herpes works, you get exposed to it, you get a primary event and a bunch of blisters and painful cluster of blisters. You may even get fever, muscle aches and pains. And then it goes away, and you think you're all done with it. But what it's doing is it's hiding in the nervous system. The nervous system is pretty protected from the immune system. And that's its trick. So it lives in these nerve bundles called ganglia where the immune system can't get at it. And then it will come back and come back and come back over and over and over again. And, it, you know, depending on certain host factors, it could be that it comes back once every 2 weeks or once a month or once every 3 years or whatever. You just don't know. So it would be really nice to be able to have a vaccine for once people have gotten herpes to prevent it from coming back. And that's what the shingles vaccine really is doing, is you've gotten chickenpox. The chickenpox virus is hidden in these ganglia, and then later on it comes out and really causes problems. Chickenpox is kind of a breeze to walk through, but shingles sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah, Tacy had shingles, and it sucked really bad. So, and you can get it in bad places like your eye or your face or your genitals.
Privates.
Yeah. Privates.
Privates in your grinds. So, yeah, and it hurts, and it can cause pain that lasts past the point of the viral syndrome. It's called postherpetic neuralgia, and it can last for years, if not for the rest of your life. So, so we would like to prevent that. So get your shingles vaccine if you're in the proper age group. The new one, Shingrix, is supposed to be really, really effective, and I'm going to get one tomorrow. Yeah.
So there are two different types of shingles vaccines, right? Or two.
There's only one
ones?
That we're recommending right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was the Zostavax, and I don't, and that, but the one that I'm aware of now is the Shingrix. That's the newest one.
So who should get the shingles vaccine?
What's the age?
Okay. So I want to make sure I get this right.
Yeah. Don't lie to us.
Let's see here. So people who are at risk for getting shingles should have it. And let's see who those people are. So Zostavax is approved for people age 50 and older. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention aren't recommending it until you reach age 60, when the risk of shingles and its complication is highest. Studies show protection from Shingrix may extend beyond 5 years, and it's approved and recommended for people age 50 and older. So if you're going to get the old school one, which I'm not recommending anymore, you wait till you're 60. If you're 50 or older, you can go ahead and get the Shingrix right now.
What if you've had the shingles before, asking for a friend?
Asking for a friend. Yeah, they still recommend that you get the shingles vaccine if you're in the right age group, even if you've had shingles
before.
What
if you're not in the right age group?
No, then you should not get it.
Because that'd be weird.
Yeah, you've already had it. So you're probably protected from having it come back again, okay. Unless you have an immune system problem. Why? What do you want to do?
Well, I don't want to do that again. I mean, my friend doesn't want to do that again.
Yeah.
Said her friend.
Because I thought Steve had some explaining to do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It wasn't me that had any explaining to do, if you recall.
What? Somebody would have had talk about some this? Explaining.
No, hell no. The 30-minute clock just went off. It expired.
And we're done.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for coming. See you next week.
Because I wasn't the one that had
Dr.
some explaining
Scott's
to
her
do.
Balls.
That's right. Yeah. What about them her balls?
We'll talk about that after the show. What? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. By God.
No, no. Hell no. No, it's 30 minutes. You promised 30 minutes.
I'm fucking with you, for fuck's sake.
You promised
or
30,
not.
You promised 30
which is
minutes.
Why I didn't have something to explain.
Minutes.
All right. Okay.
Or she's not.
Here we go. Zostavax is a live vaccine given as a single injection, usually in the upper arm. Shingrix is non-living vaccine. It's given in two doses, 2 to 6 months between doses. And the most common side effects of either shingles vaccine are redness, pain, tenderness, swelling, and itching at the injection site, and headaches. So there you go.
At the injection site?
At the injection site. All right. So fuck all y'all.
Let's get on up
what
out.
I say.
Get on up out of y'all.
Did we do our commercials?
It's good talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Good show. Yes, we did our commercials.
The incubation time for herpes, by the way, is 4 days. So if you have intercourse with someone and you don't get herpes in 4 days, you're probably not going to get it.
Honestly, I was wondering how I got herpes and how I was going to explain it to you.
Exactly.
I was just messing
I'm,
with Steve.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, shoot. The tension is so much.
feel so much better.
Dr. Scott, now. Do you have any of that stress less?
Oh, man, look at the time, Lady Di. We got to get out of here.
Oh, got to go. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
He loves it when I'm on the show. He loves it.
I'm just letting y'all do whatever y'all want to do. Feel free.
Sensei, you got anything?
I would like to have a beer, though.
Yeah, I would, too.
Amen.
Wine.
No.
Let's go.
You will never see me drink a drop of wine again as long as I live. And even if I make it, which I'm not going to.
More for me.
I'll hold you to that.
You don't have to worry about it. You will never see it ever happen again. And the thing is, last weekend, I asked the, you know, we were at a large event, and I asked the waiter to just bring me another beer. The next thing I knew, he sat down a glass of, you know, a glass and filled it full of wine. And I'm like, I was, instead of being an asshole and going, dude, no thank you. Could I just, because that's how I felt, like I was going to be an asshole if I had, because he was frazzled. I just said, oh, hell with it. I'll just drink it. And then, of course, I was an asshole the rest of the night.
With many other assholes.
Oh, no. Everybody was, it was unbelievable. The amount of alcohol that was drunk at that business event.
It was my work party.
It was fun.
Ooh, yay.
But I felt like shit for 2 days afterwards. So that's really why. All right. Hey. Thanks. Always go to Dr. Scott. Lady Diagnosis. My delightful herpes-free wife, Tacy. And Sensei AJ. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, Fizz Watley, whose early support of this show never went unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM, channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand and other times at Don Wicklund's pleasure. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.